Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Greg Dowd of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Back with Greg in just a moment.
Desperate to own a grasshopper riding more, Herb uses the power of subliminal suggestion on his sleeping wife, Alice. The next afternoon,
honey, I'm home.
Herb, I bought something.
Does it have year-round attachments?
A brass door knocker.
Not a brass knocker, a grasshopper.
If you're dreaming of the true zero turn trims as it mows grasshopper, don't beat around the bush. Beat it to your nearby dealer.
Find the grasshopper dealer closest to you at grasshoppermower.com.
Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes with an invitation for you from Oklahoma Agritourism to sample some 500 events and attractions all across our state. Meadow Lake Ranch, 15 minutes west of Tulsa, offers lakeside log cabins and Indian teepees. You can enjoy their bed and breakfast or their full-service guest ranch. Be sure to look for the Adventure Passport Contest online to register and win monthly agritourism prizes. Details at agritourism.travelok.com. Oklahoma Agritourism. It's a real, growing adventure. Placements of cattle into our nation's feedlots in the last couple of cattle on feed reports have been up a little bit, but not all that robust. We've got a lot of cattle still out on pasture, and we've got some folks just not in a big hurry at all at rebuilding their mama cow herds. And that concerns Dr. Greg Dowd, chief economist of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
The farm boy in me wants to say, folks, it's time to retain some heifers. It's time to rebuild these cow herds and get with it and get something going here in our domestic industry. I'm concerned that, we've had a couple rough years on the cow-calf side of this equation, that the banker is still leaning on these guys pretty significantly, even in 2010, to market everything for cash flow reasons. And, as this thing tightens up, now April's is obviously the tightest is probably behind us. But I think we've had a good run into the summer here. We're very, very current. The export business is good. We've got the chucks and the rounds carrying the cut out here for the first time, like nothing we've ever seen before. And so you've got a little bit of room for the steaks and the middle meats this summer to run here a little bit. Everybody's making a little money. And I think we're going to have a real nice summer and fall. Should have plenty of corn around here, too, that is a good sign for the cattlemen for the first time in a long time.
If somebody told you that we were going to have dollar fat cattle and middle meats were struggling some, would you have believed them?
I wouldn't have, because I didn't think we could reduce supplies as much as we have in terms. I really thought this last cattle on feed report would show a lot more placements than it did. It concerned me that the placements were as low as they were, but the number of heifers we're placing are as high as they are. I thought we'd be retaining a few more females than we are. The other thing I would say that really concerns me a little bit, is, and it may sound a little funny, but with cow prices where they are, 70-cent cows are not a real big incentive to retain cows and make sure that you've got your mother cow herd where it needs to be. We're going to keep this thing pretty tight on the cow-calf side of the equation, and over the long period of time, if we don't rebuild these herds, it's going to give the poultry and the pork guys a chance to kind of catch this wave a little better than we do. So we've got to think a little strategic and long-term here as well.
Dr. Greg Dowd, the chief economist of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. One of the unintended consequences of the value cuts program that uses the beef round and the beef chuck cuts is that you've got fewer pounds as a result from those two parts of the carcass going back into ground beef in this country. So there's more demand for the cows and bulls that we're selling to the packers. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's time again for the crisp black cream of the crop female and bull sale beginning at noon Saturday, June 5th at the ranch just north of Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Nearly 600 head will sell, featuring 500 fall calving bred heifers and cows, 60 spring calving pairs, and 30 herd bull prospects ready to turn out. As always, this program is known for quality and customer service. You can view the cattle anytime during the week. For more information, call Chris at 580-309-0711 or visit their website at collinscattleservices.com for more information.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network, a service of Griffin Communications.